This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time to express yourself or to learn how to maybe better express yourself. This is Your Hidden Power, a weekly overview into the senses that we don't always make sense of, if that makes any sense. I'm not trying to do double talk or triple speak here, but it is sort of an interesting reality. We have five senses, so that's what we're taught. By religion, by school, by our parents, perhaps. People talk about what we can see, what we can hear, what we can smell, what we can taste, and what we can touch. But what about all the other things that we experience through the wonders of our mind, our imagination? Or is it really our imagination? Are those things, those thoughts you have in your head, real? Some people don't want to admit or even deal with the fact that some of the thoughts that we all have, which are counter to culture or culturalists in many forms in our society and other societies, are real. They are. Thoughts are things. They are real. And so I came upon the idea of doing this tribute to our sixth sense a number of years ago. I guess I've been interested in these things for decades. And so what we have done is put together a series of conversations here with people who have expertise in these areas, including later on a conversation with Uri Geller, who's with us every week, also our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, and our astrologer, Maria Trilogy, will be here. Right now, we're going to meet Nat Damon, though. He's an author, relationship, but Nat, is it relationships? When you talk about being a relational teacher, the relationship to what? What is your focus?
Absolutely, the relationship to students, as well as actually one's relationship to him or herself.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about you and your relationship to yourself. When did you become more sensitive? What threw you into that vein that you write about? You've written three books, Time to Teach, Time to Reach, Expert Teachers Give Voice to the Power of Relationship Teaching. That was released in May of this year. I think that you have a very interesting CV. When I say that, people say, what does that mean? CV is curriculum vitae, Latin for resume. So tell us a little about yourself first.
Absolutely. And Doug, thank you so much for having me on your show. This is an incredibly inspiring show that you've created here. And
thank you.
I'm just really honored to be on it because
thank you. Good really to be here.
It's great to be on. Really what you're focusing on is what I think every excellent relational teacher focuses on when he or she is in front of the classroom, which is really trying to bring out the hidden powers in their students, right? Mm-hmm. Whether they're kindergartners or whether they're 12th grade. AP calculus students. It's this approach to teaching that, and what I mean by relational teaching is it's an approach that is looking for what the teacher can call out, what he can educare, another Latin word here, it might be Greek actually, but what he can pull out of the students in the classroom that is revealing of the power they have, their knowledge, their empathy skills, their ability to create, collaborate, to think about a topic at hand. And in order to do that, in my 25 years of education, I really learned that time is the most critical element that teachers, and the most critical gift that teachers could be given. And in my 25 years of teaching, this book came out of the idea that this time, this commodity of time, is really becoming a limited resource. And by taking the tool or the value of time out of the classroom, you know, you're taking away the greatest opportunity for teachers to connect, to build relationships, and then to be able to then draw out the power in their students.
So Let me ask you about time. The concept, you bring it up, is kind of like being in the courtroom. You opened up you opened the possibilities of the conversation. Time, as we know it, is not really relative or relevant in the universe, is it?
It's not. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because so many teachers that I've talked with about, you know, when I've run seminars or salons on relational teaching, have asked, so how do I include relational teaching during my weekly schedule? Like, where do I fit it in the calendar? Where do I fit it in my daily schedule? How do I allocate time to this? And to your point about time, it's not linear. And I'm not advocating that we suddenly subscribe every Thursday, third period, to relational teaching. Now we're going to relate to our students. It's much more this idea. Sometimes it takes only 10 seconds to change a kid's perspective. It takes, you know, 10 seconds to find power in the pause in the classroom, to take a step back and really ask, wait, I have the sense I might be losing you all here. Are you with me so far? And then they can say, you know, actually, no, you kind of lost us 15 minutes ago. And then that teacher can take the time to take a step back, but then end up doubling, almost like doubling the time, the productive time, by having taken time off, by taking a pause, if that makes sense. It's almost like the ceramicist at the wheel, like just the idea of time being not linear, but being something much more moldable, and when used with that kind of dimensionality, a teacher can really make these inroads with their students. I mean, lastly, about time right now, I'm thinking we tend to look at, society looks at time as A to B to C to D. You know, we're getting to a point, a goal. And yes, teachers have their goals that they want to achieve, but getting there is not linear. Mm-hmm. And that's why we need to really respect the tool of time in the classroom. And that's really what this book's hidden premise is.
Well, one of the things that you bring up, or one of the things that I think is applicable here, is understanding how we are squandering the time that we have available to us to learn things. Students are squandering the time. Teachers are squandering the time because they aren't really getting to the heart of the matter or the matters. It's stuff that's rote, it's government, it's predictable, and the children, never mind children, none of our minds really work that way. We've so become inculcated with the system. We're slaves to the system, and as a result, education is worse and worse and worse and worse all the time. So I'm glad you decided to write this book. We'll pause now, and we'll continue to focus on we're all teachers, and I think we ought to be mindful of that as well. Conversation with a gentleman who has an interesting wrinkle on time. Nat Damon is here. His website is Nat Damon, NatDamon. You can find out more about the things that he's writing and he's thinking as he exposes himself here. 14 after on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Did I ever tell you how much I love my MyPillows? Of course I have. I've told you that for the last year, that MyPillow has been a continuing sponsor of this program. I actually bought the first one a couple of years ago. It hadn't been given to me by the company. I wanted something different. And it's awesome. I have never slept on a more comfortable pillow in my whole life. I take it with me when I travel across the country, back and forth. As a matter of fact, I have MyPillows on the West Coast where I am in the wintertime. You can wash your MyPillow as I do. You put it in the dryer as I do. How about loving it? Your whole family could love it. You will love these pillows. So the most comfortable pillow in the world is yours now for basically half price. You buy two for the price of one at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV. You don't have to toss around anymore and have to turn and up and down and inside out. You'll rest much better with MyPillows at MyPillow.com. Get the half price deal using the promo code DJV.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first,
Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now, it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent hailstorm. Here to describe the event, a football.
Bro, I was just hanging on the roof when this gnarly storm starts dropping baseball-sized hail. The shingles got beat up. A few windows looked broken. It was savage.
Did you do anything to help?
Nah, bro. I was in survival mode.
Your football can't help you in a hailstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Nat Damon is here on Your Hidden Power. We're talking about his book, his philosophy. It's all about time, time to teach, time to reach is the name of the book. So let's talk about teachers for a minute, if we can. I was a teacher. I taught middle school English and speech for 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th graders in the late 60s and early 70s. Things have changed a lot since then. Except the curiosity of children. I think that's a part of human, it's not just children, human nature makes us inquisitive, don't you think, Nat?
Absolutely, and science proves that. There's been so much research confirming that our brains are social organisms, and that by that I mean we are curious. We want to connect with other people. We have these neurons called mirror neurons that are in our brains that promote this empathy with whomever we're engaging with.
So in terms of engagement, what did you go back to your years in school? Do you remember one teacher who engaged you more than any others at any level?
Definitely. I can think of two, but the one that comes to my mind first is my junior year English teacher, Mr. Connolly, who just had a way of connecting with all 22 or whatever students in the classroom mm-hmm. on a personal level. And he made sure, for example, that during the first month of the year, he assigned paper topics that really pulled out of us something personal. So he was teaching us the paragraph structure and the essay structure, but he was also intentionally gleaning information about who we were beyond just our names. And then he was able to then use that connection.
That's the cleverest way of somebody who writes good books, somebody who writes good screenplays, that sort of stuff. You bring Robert De Niro said that on an interview with Alec Baldwin. It was very interesting to watch him talking about what makes him a good actor, and he says good writing, and the good writers bring their personal lives into what they write. Personal, but not private. You see, there's a difference. A lot of people don't know the line. Do you know what I'm saying?
I work with teachers about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I work with teachers about their authenticity and what's personal and what's private, mm-hmm. definitely.
Yeah. All right. The role of hope and faith in teaching. We'll discover that from Nat Damon's philosophy in a matter of moments. The book, again, is called Time to Teach, Time to Reach. You can check it out at natdamon.com. 21 after the hour on Your Hidden Power.
Bacon.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Exercising your mind. That's what this is all about. And as we continue here on Your Hidden Power with Nat Damon, the focus on his thinking about time. So I asked you to explain the role of hope and faith. You were talking about the teaching. I taught English and speech. And I saw in youngsters, I actually, if I do say so myself, was a pretty good teacher because I'm a curious sort. And I ask all kinds of questions. As a kid growing up, I asked more questions than the teachers did of the teachers. I used to drive them nuts, but it was, you know, it was me. I didn't realize how important a part of my personality it was until much later in life. That's what makes me, I guess, fairly good at what I do for a living, asking questions and then listening to the answers. So hope and faith, how does that play here, Nat?
I love that example of you as a student being somebody who had many, many questions, because that is exactly what an expert relational teacher recognizes, is that every kid is different. And, you know, you could have been sitting next to a very introverted child, or you could be sitting next to a child who's really anxious or super stressed about, you know, their family situation or whatnot. Every kid brings to the classroom a whole mix and array of different, you know, possibilities and strengths and powers and situations. And the relational teacher will tap into that and not be thrown by a personality, and will instead have the time to be able to connect with that personality. And hope is absolutely at the center of that process, because the best teachers, hands down, I interviewed hundreds and hundreds of teachers for this book, and as well as met with hundreds of many student groups. And at the core of everything is hope, because hope, it relates to optimism. And in this world today, we need to see more of this optimism and more of this hope that every day is an opportunity to become a better person and to become, you know, to maybe help Doug refine his questions, because he loves to ask questions. And I have hope that he will be able to build upon what he already has as a trait and maybe develop it into a skill. And I can help that. Mm-hmm. Every day is a chance to grow. And also, you know, relational teachers understand that it's not getting back to time, it's not a linear A to B to C to D process. There are going to be days that are just horrifically dark and really challenging, not just for the kids, but for the teachers. But having that hope that there's going to be another day ahead, and that, you know, the dark days of February are going to evolve into the warmer, brighter days of May, is one last example I'm thinking as a teacher is an example of hope is whenever I would show a student a paper that he or she wrote in September or October, at the end of the year, that student's eyes just widened. They're like, wow, I really wasn't a good writer back then.
Was I that bad?
Right. Was I really that bad and mortified? And, you know, my response would always be, you weren't a bad writer, but look at how good you've become.
Yeah. So in 60 seconds, how do we make this all happen given the test-oriented system that we have in public education today? Parents need to be teachers, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point. There's absolutely a need for accountability. And my book is not anti-testing whatsoever or anti-technology when used correctly. It's a good tool for finding the power in students. However, the parent-teacher relationship, as you alluded to, is critical. If you're blessed with students whose parents are involved in their education, that makes it easy. Capitalize on it. If you need to lean in, pull out the parents, then that's part of your imperative as a teacher as well. But school administrators and just society at large needs to recognize that teaching takes time, and it's about depth. It's about broadening.
Depth.
And you can only do that
it
with
is.
Connection.
It's about depth. Nat, thank you. NatDamon.com, the book Time to Teach, Time to Reach. Excellent and important reading.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
The last few years, there have been riots over the alleged victimization of young black men by police. The fact is that most of the young guys who've had these fatal encounters were victims long before. Their victimizer, however, was not the criminal justice system. This is Bishop E.W. Jackson, president of STAND, Staying True to America's National Destiny. Consider these statistics. Fatherless homes produce 63% of youth suicides, 71% of high school dropouts, and 75% of all adolescent drug treatment patients. In fact, young men from fatherless homes are 20 times more likely to end up in prison than men who grow up with a dad. 72% of black children are born out of wedlock. Before any confrontation with a police officer, most of these young men are victims of their fathers, abandoned and sometimes not knowing who their fathers are. If we want to keep black men out of prison, we must be thinking about ways to rebuild the black family and restore men to the important role of fatherhood.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no home. Some of them have no trace of a home. You wouldn't even know. Just got blown right off their footing.
And President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia touring hard-hit areas. The president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Barry Geller, one of my favorite human beings, has been talking for decades about things that people find mystifying. He is one of the premier motivators in the world. Some people describe him as a paranormalist. I don't know whether words are as important as the experiences that you get around Uri or when you're connected to him. He's one of these people that's connected to everybody. He believes in synchronicity. That is the connection that we all have to one another. He's very telepathic. I can go on and on extolling his values and virtues. What do you think is your most important asset? Uri, I don't think I've ever asked you that.
No, you haven't. I would say that my most important asset, besides family and being a father and friends very close to me, I think that I have the ability to motivate and inspire people. And this has nothing to do with spoon bending, nothing to do with telepathy, nothing to do with extrasensory perception. It's basically the paranormal side of me is what triggers people to believe in my words. When they see a spoon bending, they're so amazed. People are so at awe, especially kids, that whatever I tell them, they absorb and they take seriously. So for me, it's a great moment that I can channel positivity, positive thinking into people's minds. And I always say to everyone, when I get emails, when I'm talking the street, if you can go there with your mind, you can go there with your body. Whatever you can visualize, you can materialize. There is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. This is my mantra, because I tell them that you are the architects of your own life. Think of success. So it's almost the spoon bending becomes a placebo effect to the fact that I can inspire masses of people, millions of people around the world. That's my answer. That's my asset.
I'm going to ask you another question that I haven't asked you before either. As I think about, there are all kinds of books that have been written about you, the BBC documentary, The Secret Life of Uri Geller, things like that. What secrets does Uri have that most people, if even me, I'm a close friend, your wife, your family, what secrets do you have that really are a secret? And if you tell me, obviously, it's not going to be a secret anymore, but you know, we keep talking about this secret life of Uri Geller. What are the real secrets?
Well, basically, the documentary, the BBC documentary, The Secret Life of Uri Geller, which you can actually watch on my website, which is urigeller.com. And by the way, thanks for plugging my website every time I'm on for these 25 years. The secret is really it's kind of a national CIA, Mossad, MI5, the deep secrets of what I've done for these super spy agencies, how they tested me. I'll never forget how the Mossad, the Israeli Secret Service, they did not understand how I delivered information for them. They needed the CIA to test me. So they called the CIA. And I actually have a scientist that was a CIA agent at that time in Langley, Virginia, on film saying, and I got a phone call from the Mossad, and they asked us to test Uri Geller. And the secret is really what I've done for these agencies. Now, what came out and what I can talk about is, it never came from me, by the way. It either came from President Carter or from ex-CIA agents about, you know, how I bombarded the Russians to sign the nuclear arms reduction treaty, how I tried to locate and found a Russian plane that crashed in Zaire, how we brought information, how we found tunnels. All those things that were said about me are true. There are many, many more secrets that I cannot talk about. We always say national security.
All right. One more question about time. I find in trying to figure out how to work my way through every day, the things that I do that you've taught me, others I've learned through reading books and having experiences to be motivated, the thing that is always the element that I lack is enough time. How do you deal with your time constraints, and how do you advise other people if they need proper motivation? They know that time really can't be managed because time goes on whether we are doing some good with it or not. So what do we do to manage our time?
Well, look, Doug, you just happened to step on a very sensitive point in my mind, at least, that I probably don't really believe in time. I believe in quantum mechanics, and I believe in quantum entanglement. To those who are listening now who don't quite understand what it is that reality, is there such a thing as tangible reality? Could it be, Doug, that I'm now creating you in my subconsciousness, or you are creating me? It's so unknown. It's such a mystery. The mysteries of the universe are infinite. So we will never know, is there at all time? Is there time? Maybe there is no time. So, you know, to answer that, I'll have to go into the equations of Albert Einstein, David Bohm, Carl Jung, etc. But there's no time. I know one thing. That time is flexible. I know that today, in my age, I wake up Monday and suddenly it's Saturday. Where the hell did time go? Time is flexible, time moves, and we're getting older, but I'm also a great believer in the afterlife. I believe that when we die, our energy cannot die. Albert Einstein, E equals MC squared, where Albert Einstein proved that energy cannot be destroyed. So I do believe that there is another life in a different dimension. Anyhow, Dad, it was a fantastic speaking with you. We love you. Much energy, and I'll speak to you next week.
Uri Geller's website is urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R.com. Go there for a blast.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Want proof of how carefully you need to weigh the alternatives before making upgrades to your home? A couple in Mount Dora, Florida, recently got into a heated legal battle with the city after painting their house to look like, are you ready, artist Vincent van Gogh's famous canvas, The Starry Night. Graffiti, the city called it. First Amendment, the homeowners countered. The dispute was ultimately settled, but one way to avoid costly home improvement missteps of your own is by taking advantage of the new online virtual reality tools. Say you're interested in boosting your home's all-important curb appeal. The free virtual home remodeler from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer, for example, lets you play around with different looks by either downloading a photo of your own home or by choosing from the many styles, everything from Victorian to ranch, pictured on the website. Then just click to compare shingles. Maybe the Camelot shingles in antique slate? Before moving on to the trim and exterior walls, test it out at www.gaf.com.
44 past the hour, your hidden power. The archives are full of fabulous information. The current podcast that's most recently been posted at yourhiddenpowershow.com, number 68, you'll learn how to have more abundant joy in your life if you listen, maybe even more than once. Ingrid Fattel-Lee, author of Joyful, The Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness, this lady writes about how design affects our health and our happiness. She runs the Aesthetics of Joy Institute. Her role as an empowerer, that's hard to say, but that's really what she is. She focuses on empowerment. We're all about empowerment. And then there is Uri Geller, who gives us his recipe for dealing with detractors. Psychic Scout Mary O'Malley, you can always get something great out of her. Please listen every week and have your mind expanded. The podcast is at yourhiddenpowershow.com, yourhiddenpowershow.com. Speaking of Mary O'Malley, she's here with us now on Your Hidden Power, the expansion of one's mind. Do you ever consider yourself, we've been talking about teaching here, do you consider yourself a teacher of sorts?
Yes, I do.
In what way?
Well, you're working with spirit. Spirit's a teacher. And so whenever I'm working with people, their spirit's teaching them to trust themselves, to hear their own voice, to feel better about themselves than they do, to not be as judgmental. So, and then I also teach that in my coaching and things like that, is teaching people how to get really comfortable, familiar, and intimate with their own spiritual connection.
All right, let's be specific about teaching people how to release themselves from their family's karma, or maybe karma in general that you get. We all, I hope, understand the premise of karma, what it is. Do you think it's as simple as do unto others as you would have them do unto you? and have that transfer from lifetime to lifetime? Do you think it's that simple?
That's an interesting question. Yeah, I think it probably could be that simple. But I don't think it really is just that simple. I think there's a lot more going on. I think there's a purpose to us being here as humans in human bodies.
Yeah.
Living life with drama, so to speak.
Well, so if that's the case, then, Gary, if you're helping people get through abuse, addictions, violence to themselves, poverty, illness, betrayal, abandonment, all of these things sort of are shadows that mm-hmm. are the reasons most people come to you, aren't they, to deal right. with these sorts of things?
Yes, and we all deal with those things. We don't have control over what other people do. We try to sometimes, but we don't really have it. But we do have absolute control over how we react to things. So that's a big part of it is how are we reacting to things in a way that are still causing harm to us. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that Spirit looks for and tries to shine the light on. Because, you know, once they've done it to us, that's it. It's what we do to ourselves afterwards by reliving that or holding on to that causes the problem over long term.
So is that what forgiveness is all about?
Yes. That's what forgiveness is all about. It's literally, I call it forgiving it back, you know, for releasing that energy and just giving it back where it belongs. I never give it back to the person who gave it to me. I give it to their guardian angel, you know, in my mind. To deal with it, because we're all kind of wounded human beings. But, yeah, that's what forgiveness is about, is literally transferring the energy of whatever happened out of ourselves instead of holding on to it.
What do you say to people who will forgive, but they say they can't forget? What toll does that take on an individual who has that point of view, or is that the right point of view?
Well, depending on how far they take it, it's probably the right point of view, you know, as not going back for more of the same mm-hmm. is a healthy response, you know. So there's a lot of things I've forgiven, but I don't forget, and it's not like I'm going to, if I forgot, then I would put myself in that position again, right? And I don't want to do that. That's not, you know, that's not a healthy response.
What happens if the person who did you wrong changes, identifies, understands what the problem was, and has learned from his or her mistakes?
That's different. You know, that's it takes a while. You know, if it's a family member or something like that, it's probably worth our while to walk through that process with them. Mm-hmm. And some people you just walk away from and, you know, let them go upon their merry way. But, you know, that's a tough one, and I think it's individualized with each situation.
Yeah. There's a lot more power in being for something or somebody or an arrangement or a relationship than there is being against it. I've just heard from people that I care about that they can't forget. And I know that there are, in this particular instance, this person's great at forgetting things or blocking things out. Maybe there's a difference between blocking things out and forgetting things. Do you think? Yes or no?
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. If you want a great reading, go to PsychicScout.com. Mary is fabulous. PsychicScout.com. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Information on your hidden power, courtesy of the most enthusiastic astrologer I know. Her name is Maria Francesca Trilogy. I can't do the Italian justice. Sorry about that. Francesca. Yes.
That's good. Good. Hello.
Astrologer4yourlife@gmail.com is her address. There are some important, speaking of important, astrological events taking place in the next month. Jupiter, I thought Jupiter moved into the sign of Scorpio and it was going to be 13 months or something. What did you tell me about
yes,
Jupiter?
Yes, and it has been 13 months almost.
It has.
That Jupiter has been in the sign of Scorpio.
I thought it was going to be moving in now. I must have misunderstood you. I was looking forward to great things in the next 13 months.
Well, I hope you've had great things in the last 13 months.
Well, for the most part, things have been good. And, you know, everything's measured by how you define good.
That's quite true. And Jupiter is about to move along now into the next sign of the zodiac, the one that follows Scorpio, which is Sagittarius. And this is a fire sign, so people are going to be more fired up. And I am not saying that Scorpio is not positive, but Scorpio takes us more into the internal self, deep down, and to look at who we are on the inside. And Scorpio is more about I'm sorry, Sagittarius is more about what is going on in the world in a different way, a world that is more external. People will want to be traveling. It's a more positive kind of creative, let's get fired up about life.
When you say people, are you talking about Sages?
I'm talking about every sign of the zodiac will be affected in some way. And why it's so important is to find out where Sagittarius lives in your astrological chart. So everybody's going to be affected by Jupiter in Sagittarius. Of course, that actual sign will be the one that will be the most up close and personally affected by the Jupiter experience, but so will everybody else. If your moon sign is in Sagittarius, if your rising sign is Sagittarius, if your Jupiter in your natal chart, the day you were born, was in that sign, you will be just, you know, hopefully goodness coming to you much more up close and personal than maybe other signs. But everybody will have some benefit, and that is why it is highly recommended that you get in touch with your astrologer.
Yes.
And take a look at where that Jupiter planet that brings benefits is going to be supporting your life.
Everybody should have an astrology. Everybody should have an astrologer. Everybody should, because you can use it. Take it from my experience is that astrology has helped me deal with people at every level of my life so much better by learning about these people, and then you can figure out how to deal with them, whoever. Now, sometimes people won't be honest enough to give you the real day, or they won't give you. If I said to somebody, all right, I need to know your birthday and birth time, where were you born, et cetera, et cetera. They look at me. What do you want that for? Right? I mean, they want to know
yes,
why.
Yes, they do. They do. Yeah. Some people think that it is somewhat of a personal invasion if you're really wanting to get into all that.
Yeah, well, it's not. It's a good way for you to help yourself, help other people. I found it to be helpful as much as I can find out. Sometimes the people that work for me on the farm or work around me, I've had an altercation with one of the people that has been important to me on the farm, and it's taken us a couple of weeks to get it straightened out because we, you know, I knew enough about him to know where his where his spots are, I guess that's the way of putting it. But it still is, you know, it's still necessary. It really is. It's a great way. If you're a boss, you should be in touch with Maria at astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. If you're in love, you should talk to Maria. That's, if you're breathing, talk to Maria. 59 past the hour here on Your Hidden Power.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.